She said on year 10, she's going to give me an evaluation. Brother Mike down there just said I need to get my band together so that I can get 100% vote of confidence. So, you know, she'll be outnumbered. She might have an army I don't know about. So, everybody glad to be in the house of the Lord today? I am. We just got off a trip called the Glory Cruise. It was a cruise, but it was on Carnival Glory. And it was like a mission, ministry, vacation, all of it wrapped up in one. We saw people baptized in the Holy Spirit. We saw some prophetic. We went and did some marketplace ministry in the street whenever we went to the ports. And prophesied over some people. We went to some cool places and did some ministry and all that kind of cool stuff. But before I say any more, I want to thank Miss Daphne for having us out. It was really cool how all that came together, and I'll probably tell you at another time. But before I get started ministering, I want to show you this brochure here. Charlene's got a bunch of more of these. We're Sons of Righteousness Ministries. That's the name of our ministry. This brochure tells all about what we do, who we are, and a little bit about us. And so if you guys are interested in that, you can get one from her. And But anyway, today's the day the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice. I don't know about you, but today's the day the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice in it. He's given me another day. I'm kind of fighting the weather change. I don't know how some of you deal with that, but the weather change kind of got me a couple of days ago. I got kind of snotty and sniffly, and I'm just now getting over it. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about how Jesus is King. How about that? We believe that, and we preach that all over the place, that Jesus is King and the devil is a liar, and as long as we can establish that before we get started, then we'll be good. Jesus is King and the devil's a liar. Anyway, so this message is called Stop Thief. If I have to qualify it, it's called Stop. S-T-O-P, Thief, T-H-I-E-F. Stop Thief, and it's got an exclamation point. How many people have ever had the devil steal something from you? Or anybody steal something from you? Well, it's time to get back what the devil stole from us. Today's the day the Lord has made. Jesus is on the throne, and the devil's a thief, and he's a liar, and he's defeated. Amen. Everybody agree with me? All right, I just want to make sure everybody's awake. So. All right, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And I'm going to walk you through the Bible and tell you how we have victory today. That's what my plan is. That's what God told me to do, so that's what I'm going to do. Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. Let me know when you guys are there. Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. Now, is anybody in here, does anybody in here use a Bible, like an actual Bible? I know we got phones and Bible phones. Does anybody have actual Bible? And the reason I'm asking is because if you do, there's some things I want you to pay attention to in this passage. So if I say pay attention to that, highlight it, underline it, put a star by it, and it's important. And God blessed them, verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over everything that moveth upon the earth. Now there's something to these verses. God created man in his own image. Male and female created he him. Male and female created he them. okay? God created man in his own image. And what is the first thing that God did? God blessed man. So what was the first thing God instituted whenever he created man? He instituted the blessing. Everybody say that, the blessing. He created man and gave them the blessing. Okay, so as far as I can see in the way I interpret, there's a threefold cord here in this blessing. Be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. That means have a lot of babies and take control of the world. Well, replenish the earth, you know. How else are you going to do that unless you have kids? So, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. And that's where I want to zero in today. In the first part of this journey is have dominion. Part of the blessing is to have dominion. And God purposed man to always have dominion. He started this whole thing. So the blessing is to have dominion, as well as be fruitful and multiply. God's intention was for man to rule the world, just like God ruled the heavens. Does everybody agree with me? Okay. God's intention was for Adam to keep and dress the garden and to make the rest of the planet look like the garden. That was his whole plan. Genesis chapter 3. And I'm just laying a little bit of groundwork, so just stick with me. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. I'm not a strong reader, so bear with me. I'm going to go ahead and make that statement, because now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field that the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Eve, yea, hath God not said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of every fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said to the woman, ye shall not surely die. That was a trap right there. For God knoweth that in the day that you do eat thereof, that ye shall your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and it was a tree to be desired to make one wise. Now pay attention to that. Verse 6 is huge. Pleasant to the eyes, and to be desired to make one wise. She took the fruit, and she did eat, and gave also to her husband with her. Notice Adam was there. And he did eat. Now look at this. She saw that it was pleasant to the eyes. She saw that it was good for food. And she saw that it was going to make her wise. I want to draw your attention to this really quick. If you look in 1 John, now you don't have to turn there. 1 John 15, 2, 15 through 17 says, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life are the evil things. That is exactly what happened in the garden. In that verse. Verse 6. The lust of the flesh, the lust in the eye, and the pride of life are what caused Eve to fall. And it's been going on ever since. So in this passage of Scripture, the serpent, who is Satan, stole dominion from Adam. No legal right, no permission can I have it. Nothing like that. He stole it. later on, it talks about God saying, Adam, where are you? Adam, where are you? Do you realize the reason he said that is because Adam had been disconnected from the blessing? What was the blessing? Have dominion. The blessing was to have dominion. Now you got a thief who comes in and steals. And where's Adam left? He's left holding the bag. Adam, what are you doing? How could you do that? My whole plan has been blown because you gave up, by trickery, your dominion. So what did God have to do? He had to make a plan to get man back in relationship. Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. Let me know when you're there. Again, the devil taketh him up to an exceedingly high mountain and show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, These things I will give thee if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord God, and him only shall you serve. See, Satan now hath control. Illegally. And so all of the things he was showing Jesus, he owned them. How'd he get them? He stole them. Punk. So he's tempting Jesus here in this Matthew chapter 4, and he's trying to figure out who Jesus is. That's what he's doing. Because you remember when Herod killed all the babies, trying to find the true king, or the one that would be king? He was already king. The devil is trying to figure out that if Jesus is really the one that was going to be king. And so he takes him up on his third temptation. He takes him up to a high mountain, shows him all the glory of the earth, all the kingdoms and the glory of them. And he says, if you fall down and worship me. If he had done that, it had been over. But Jesus said, Get thee hence, Satan, for you should worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And so the devil's not only stole the kingdoms of the world from Adam, he's tempting Jesus and trying to get him to fall. So what does the thief do? He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We're getting to the heart of this, John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth in some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Now look here. Satan climbed in the garden some other way. The Bible says that God beheld Satan and he fell like lightning. And as soon as he hit the earth, he had to do something. And so he had decided to deceive man. Because see, Satan had, Lucifer was the day star. And he had a high position in heaven. He was the leader of the music. And then what happened? He got prideful. And see, in these passages that I have read you, that is exactly what he did to Adam and Eve. You guys have heard of the seven deadly sins, and pride's at the top of the list. This is the reason right here. Pride goeth before destruction. And because Eve ate the apple and Adam ate with her, their pride caused their destruction. You see, Adam could have stopped the snake. He could have said, "Get out of the garden." He could have said that. But I submit to you that Eve was so good looking that he wanted to keep her, and so he did it anyway. You know, my wife has the same effect on me. Some things I don't want to do, she's so good looking, I just can't resist. That's why I do what she tells me. I don't want to say no to a pretty girl. I really believe that's what happened to Adam. He didn't want to say no to the wife. And then later on he said, "It was that woman you gave me." That's double-minded. But pride caused them to fall. The same thing that caused Satan to fall caused Adam and Eve to fall. You know, I'm not a drinker or anything, but have you ever heard people say, "Well, I don't want to drink alone. Come drink with me." Well, Satan fell, and he didn't want to be alone. So he wanted somebody else to fall with him. And so he stole the dominion. He stole the blessing. So what are we going to do to get it back? "He that entereth in to the sheepfold some other way," or "he climbs up and some other way, he is a thief and a robber." What if I laid my keys on this little podium here and I went to go greet people and somebody came up and got my keys and said, "Wow, man, there's Jake's keys. There's Jake's keys. Oh, I saw his blue car outside, man. That's a nice car." You know, well, it wouldn't be so a big deal if he grabbed my keys. I could always go get them back. But what if whoever grabbed the keys decided to drive my car? You know, do they have the right to drive my car? Did I give them permission? Did they have the ability to drive my car? They have the ability to go out there and drive my car. I also have the ability to call the police. Isn't that right? See, Satan doesn't have authority. He has ability. Jesus came and paid the price to get the blessing back. But Satan still has ability. He's a thief and a liar. John chapter 8 said he's been a thief and a robber and a liar since the beginning. And it's our job as believers of children of God to stop the thief. That's the point of this whole message. And I'm going to get to some more scripture, but I just want to give another illustration. What if somebody came and robbed your house? They broke into your house and you were sitting on the couch and you were watching TV and you knew this was going on. A thief don't need permission to rob your house. That's why they're called a thief. So, let's just say I'm in my house and somebody comes in unexpectedly and starts taking my stuff. Am I just going to sit there and let them take my stuff? Yeah, if I'm stupid. "Well, man, I love that TV show, man. We'll get to that later." And before you know it, all my valuables are gone. Did the thief have permission to come in my house? No. Did he have the right to come into my house? No. So if I'm smart, I'm going to call the police. Well, let's just say the police show up at my house. And I say, "Hey, this guy's robbing my house." And you think the police is going to look at me and go, "Well, you let him in. you know, just, you'll learn your lesson, let him rob your house. No, he's not going to say that. If he's a good cop, he's going to stop the thief. Well, what gives the cop the right to stop the thief? The badge. The badge. All he's got to do is flash the badge. I live in Ouachita Parish. Let's just say it happened in Ouachita Parish. Hey, I'm with the Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Department. Here's my badge to prove it. What is that? That's his authority. Well, that's not going to stop the thief. That's just going to present to the thief that he has the authority to stop him. What's going to stop him? His ability. What's his ability called? It's called a 357. Right? See, the thief has ability, but we have authority. We have authority. We're the ones that God has put in charge to stop the thief. Let's read some more scripture. John 10:10. Bear with me just a second. John 10:10. Very familiar scripture. When you get there, let me know. John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come to give life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Jesus came to give life, and the thief came to steal. What did I say in the beginning? God good, devil bad. If we can get that down, we'll be doing great. God good, devil bad. Every good gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness of shadow of turning. It's found in James. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. There are people in here today that the thief has robbed. And I know I was supposed to bring this message today, and the Lord hasn't spoken anything to me specifically right this minute. But I know in my heart there are people in here today that the devil has robbed. There's people that have had their joy stolen. There's people that have had things stolen from them. And it's been stolen for a while, and they haven't got it back. Well, today the thief is caught. I said today the thief's been caught. The thief is caught. Colossians 2:15. Colossians 2:15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He made a show of them openly. He pillaged the devil. He took death, hell, and the grave, the keys to death, hell, and the grave, and he took and stripped Satan of all his power. He descended into hell, he preached the gospel to the captives, he set them free, and then he went and he fixed the problem of the blessing. He took the blessing back to give it right back to the people that he wanted to have it in the first place. Man was always supposed to have dominion. But see, even though Jesus took it back, the devil still has the ability, and he still goes around like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8, for those taking notes. He's still walking around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, when we all know that he's just a mouse with a microphone. He may not devour me. Are you going to let him devour you? Has he tried to devour you? Has he been eating your lunch? Today is a day of freedom. Today's message is all about freedom. Because see, God's will is freedom. That's what he came to give. That is the word of God from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. Freedom. Restoration. Everything that is ever going to be needed for every man, woman, and child on the planet. Jesus paid for this stuff. It's finished. You see, I can tell you a story personally about myself. You know, Miss Daphne was talking about my testimony. I was born without a brain, supernaturally healed. The devil had a death sentence on my life from day one. He stole it. He caused my mom to get a virus, which caused me to be born with a birth defect. I was born with hydrocephalus, half a skull, and no brain. The devil stole from me. And it took godly nurses and grandparents to call preachers, call for the elders of the church, and God created a brain. Man fixed the skull, and he fixed the hydrocephalus. But there's still things that I'm dealing with that are being restored. Why? Because I understand it's finished. The thief has been caught. For me, the thief has been caught, and things are being restored. The thief has been caught. He was caught 2,000 years ago on the cross. Why are we still letting him roam around and take our stuff? Why are we doing that? I mean, this is a legitimate question. I'm not getting on to any one person. I am asking a legitimate question. Why are we still letting him steal our stuff? Today is a day of freedom. Salvation includes everything that we could ever need. It's all been paid for. Matthew 28:18. I'm just punching this home for you. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, that word is actually authority, all power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. So, let me ask you this question, and let's see if we agree with each other. Jesus just told his disciples, all power, all authority, has been given to me in heaven and in earth. So, based on Colossians and based on Matthew 28, how much power does that leave the devil? You guys are good at math. That leaves none. He's defeated. He's a defeated foe. He has nothing. He's a heaven reject. He got kicked out. And he has no redemption. We have redemption. We have redemption. And we have restoration. And we have all these things that were promised to us. Jesus said, I've been given all power in heaven and in earth. And so, you know what he did? He commissioned everybody by letting them use his name. Go in my name. You have my authority. And you can go and you can do exactly what I've been doing. In fact, you should do that. Go. Go, get out of my face, and go heal people. You know, I've done helped you out here. Go. He has all authority, and basically what he did was he got the blessing back. And all of these scriptures line up perfectly, saying from start to finish that man was supposed to have dominion. And I've shown it, and I've proved it by scripture. And we're supposed to stop the thief. Well, today the thief is caught. Luke 10:19. I've got a couple of more. I'm going to talk a little bit more, and then we're going to take some stuff back. Luke 10:19. Behold, that means to look and take notice. I give unto you power, authority, to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power, that word is ability, of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. He told the disciples in Luke 10:19, look, I give you all authority to go and trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the ability, notice the enemy doesn't have any authority, over all the ability of the enemy. Go and make disciples. Go heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Go do this. You've already won. You've already won. As long as you stick with me, you're a winner. So he's given us the authority. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 30 and 31. Proverbs 6:30-31. Men, do not despise the thief. If he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, the thief, he shall restore sevenfold, and he shall give all the substance of his house. That means if he takes from your house and puts in his house, if you catch him, he has to take what's in his house and give it to you. And did you notice there it said sevenfold? Do you understand that means completion? That means when he's called, he is completely wiped out. Well, he got completely wiped out 2,000 years ago when Jesus said it's finished. When Jesus said it was finished, he didn't stutter. He said, the bill's paid. Come and get your stuff. Come get what belongs to you, what rightfully belongs to you, what has belonged to you since the beginning. The blessing. God wants everybody in this room to be walking in the blessing. Nobody should be sick. Nobody should be hurting. Nobody should be emotionally distraught, depressed, have anxiety. Nobody should be dealing with anything. We should be walking in victory. That's what this whole message is for. That's what Jacob and Charlene preach. Everywhere we go, we are life givers. That's what we do. We're blessed to do this full time. You know, there was times where I didn't. But now we are. God has blessed us. You know, and we walk in the blessing. And so the Bible says, freely you give, freely you receive, freely give. We freely receive the blessing, so we're going to give as much of it out as possible. That is my joy. It is my joy to see people healed. It is my joy to see people delivered. Why? Because it's the will of God. The will of God is for all of his children, whether they know it or not, to walk in the blessing. And our job is to go tell people that it's finished and that they can walk in the same blessing. We're not anybody special. We're just two people that know what we're called to do, and we're going to do it. In my house, that's how we operate. Let me show you. You know, there's power and there's authority. The power is the authority, and then there's ability. I have ability, but the authority is sitting right there. She's not going to disagree. I want to encourage everybody today. I want everybody to be encouraged that the devil has to pay you back sevenfold. Sevenfold. When my physical body comes to fruition, and there's already signs that it is, there's already been changes. People have said it. Dreams, visions. God has given dreams and visions and prophetic words, and there's already things changing. So I know what God's promise is. I've latched on to it. Have you latched on to God's promise? If you haven't done it, today's a great day. Today is a great day to latch on to God's promise, and I'm excited about it. Listen, when you know that you win, you can't help but be excited. The devil is defeated. He has a permanent vacation under our feet. A permanent vacation. He's not going to be sneaky and get the power back from Jesus. I would like to see that happen. Let's just see if he could get. He took it from Adam, but he's not going to take it from Jesus, because Jesus is the Son of God. So I want to encourage everybody today that God has sent us here to tell you that it's time to walk in victory. And there's some people here that he would like to minister to. Anybody that has anything that they want to have taken care of, that the devil has stolen from them, today is your day of victory. We want to minister to you. If there's anybody that's had anything stolen from them, from the devil, come up here and let us minister to you. This is what we're here for. Miss Daphne, we're going to wait. I just want to... Does anybody need anything from God? We're here.
If you need a healing, if you need anything... Prepare. Now's the time to come. Come on.